Rapper Travis Scott reportedly punched sound engineer and damaged recording equipment. By Warner Todd Houston on March 2, 2023. Rapper Travis Scott is reportedly being sought by the New York Police Department after he was accused of assaulting a sound engineer and destroying equipment at the Midtown Manhattan nightclub Nebula on Wednesday at around 3 a.m. The NYPD says Scott, 31, is alleged to have punched the sound engineer in the left side of his face and damaging around $12,000 of sound equipment, TMZ reported. Video of Scott at the club that morning appears to show the rapper having words with another man and pushing him away, while another video claims to show the damage the Astroworld rapper perpetrated on the club's equipment. According to reports, the sound engineer was not seriously injured and had no visible injuries after the encounter. The NYPD is attempting to contact Scott or his representatives, but it appears that this has not yet been achieved. According to the New York Post, Scott was agitated from the minute he walked into the place. Travis came in angry and intoxicated and progressively went postal, a source said, the paper reported. His shirt said "Back the FK up." It's like he was poised for battle. It was foreshadowing. The Post added claims from a witness who insisted that Scott was upset because the sound system was blasting and distorted. Travis then walks over to the sound man, yelling aggressively in his face on why he lowered the sound. Then he smacks the sound man right across the face, the source said. It reportedly caused a big commotion between Scott's people and the club's security. He was upset about the sound. He punched one of the speakers and dented it, that's how hard it was, another source said. Scott's attorney, Mitchell Schuster, told TMZ it was all a misunderstanding. While this is clearly a misunderstanding being blown out of proportion by clickbait and misinformation, we are actively working with the venue and law enforcement to resolve and set the record straight. We are confident our client will be cleared of any wrongdoing, TMZ reported. Also, Richie Romero, the managing partner of Club Nebula, also waved off any concerns. This is blown completely out of proportion. It was a great night, Romero said, according to TMZ. Scott is still under a cloud after 10 fans were killed in 2021 during his Astroworld Music Festival in Houston, Texas, in November of that year. The rapper was still seeing performances canceled as late as last July over the incident for 2021. He also lost several sponsors. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.